daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. If you suffer from coulrophobia, this may not be a good time for you to do a Google search, because if you do so, you may well come up with the fact that sinister clowns are jumping out of bushes and chasing pedestrians in all corners of the UK. This craze, which spread across America, has spread to the UK, the craze of killer clowns, and coulrophobia is the fear of clowns, or clownophobia. It may be that this craze is based on the fictional Pennywise, a character from Stephen King's IT, and the real-life killer clown John Wayne Gacy. Now, killers are scary, but clowns in and of themselves aren't scary, and the fact that a killer is dressed as a clown shouldn't make him any the more scary. And when we are afraid, we need to take stock, really, on what we really need to be scared of. Fear can be a good thing. It helps us to steer clear of things that are dangerous for us. But we mustn't let our fears keep us from enjoying the life that Jesus wants us to have, because Jesus is in ultimate control. He is our salvation. In Luke chapter 21, it's recorded that Jesus was with his disciples in the temple, and the disciples commented on how beautiful the temple was, and Jesus began to tell them about the terrible things that were about to happen, that the temple would be destroyed, there'd be wars, there'd be earthquakes, people would be starving. He told them that they would be hated and persecuted and thrown into prison. Scary things you could be afraid of. But Jesus told them not to be afraid. Jesus defeated death. Jesus answers prayers. Jesus is with us. Jesus knows things that are about to happen. He was right in his predictions. And Jesus says this, John chapter 16, verse 33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Don't be afraid. Receive the peace that Jesus brings. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. And remember, you can subscribe on iTunes so as not to miss an episode. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.